This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, everybody. It's Guy coming to you again from the IAUG Converge 2013. What a great week this has been, and I'm just going to introduce you to one of the folks I've just met from Jabra. His name is Bill Orlansky. Bill, welcome to the APN Podcast Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
Bill, tell me a little bit about what Jabra's philosophy is related to communications.
Jabra has a point of view, and we like to call it devices make experiences. And in fact, we have a number of programs that basically personify and illustrate what we mean by that. In a nutshell, when a person is deploying any type of unified communication or telephony platform, that if they provide the proper device for the right use case, that customer will have a positive audio experience. That positive audio experience will lead to more rapid deployment, and that will create a better ROI for our partners, for strategic partners like Avaya, and also for Jabra. And we have found that in many cases, when people are deploying, the endpoint becomes an afterthought. And what we try to tell our partners is that you have to make sure that as you are deploying a new telephony or unified communication solution, that you combine the right device for the right use case. So if you're talking to a mobile worker and you provide them with a device that they can't use with their mobile phone, they're not going to be able to communicate and collaborate very effectively.
Right.
And unless they can communicate and collaborate effectively, they're not going to want to use the new technology.
Right.
So that's a key point. So it's making sure that the right device, the right technology is combined with the right use case. And in addition to that, you want to make sure that you use a quality product.
Right.
Because if the audio quality is not good, in other words, it's not wideband audio, if the ergonomic experience is not positive because they're uncomfortable, or if the devices are not durable enough and they break easily, that all leads to bad experience. And that bad experience could have the effect of stalling out an entire deployment.
Right. And it's a situation of the chain is only as strong as the weakest link. So for a company like Avaya and our engineers who put so much time into designing systems that provide high quality audio, if someone provides their user with a piece of equipment that isn't up to the standards, that kind of ruins the experience across the entire chain for them and the customer.
There's no question about that. And in most cases, you're not going to blame the headset.
Right.
They're going to blame the infrastructure.
Right.
And in many cases, in most cases, we find that it is that headset. Hmm. Another solution that we are launching right here at IAUG is called Jabra Express. And Jabra Express is a mass deployment utility software package that we have that's available at no charge, so that IT managers can, number one, can deploy a common setup on the devices out to all the customers in the enterprise.
Yeah.
So there's no more having a person having to go out to a desk and configure a device for that customer. That configuration is all done from the IT department and all pushed out to all the users, number one. Number two, they can also determine what devices are on the network. So they'd be able to see non-optimized device on the network. So if someone went out and bought a product that wasn't a product that was approved by the IT department, they could see that and correct that. So that's another benefit of making sure that those customers in the enterprise are using quality devices.
Well, how important is that in today's trend towards bring your own device?
Absolutely important. And what we find is that as people bring their own device, you're going to have a myriad of different devices. We can't control what device they bring, but we can control what device they use for audio communications with those devices.
Right, right. You've got a great booth here on the show floor at the Expo at IAUG Converge 2013. What are you showing to the folks who are coming by today?
Show a whole line of devices, and if you think about what our range of devices are, I can break them up into four basic categories. We have our corded devices, which are wired into either your telephone or your PC, and that's prevalently used in contact centers. Corded headsets have been around for a long time, and we have a range of devices that start at $40 and go up to $220. So what we like to say is, no matter what your environment is, how noisy it is, no matter what your budget is, and no matter what you want to connect to, we have a device that can meet your need, because contact center environments vary. They could be working in a very large, very dense environment. They could be home agents. So a home agent may want a different device than someone working in a contact center. And that takes us into our next category of products, which is our wireless product. In many cases, people that are working from their home, they want a wireless product. They want to have that freedom to be able to move around their home. And quite frankly, even in the office space, people want that convenience of moving around the office. And wearing a headset that, even if they're not at their desk, they're wearing a headset and a call comes in, they hear it ringing in their ear and they can just press a button to answer the call.
Right, right.
So we have our corded devices. We have what we call our DECT wireless devices, which DECT is a standard wireless technology which is used in the office place. Then we have our Bluetooth wireless device. Now, those are devices that people are going to use with their mobile phone, and they're going to use with their tablets, but also now can be paired in various ways to their desktop and also to their phone. And the very last classification of products is kind of a new classification that we've got into recently that's been very popular, is our speakerphone. So we have speakerphones that can either be used connected to your PC or be connected Bluetooth to your PC and or your mobile phone. And we also have a full line of devices that are sold from our consumer product division that are speakerphones that you can use in your car.
Very good, very good. We've been speaking with Bill Olansky from Jabra at IAUG Converge 2013. Thanks for listening today. And this is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
Guy, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Bill.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.